Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Hello.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex.
Hey, how's it going, people?
All right. Rob's going to give us the question of the day.
Rob's question of the day is, growing up, what did you think your superpower was going to be? Or... If you wanted one, what would it have been growing up?
I guess mine would be some sort of earth power because I enjoyed the mountains.
Well,
were you disappointed?
Not really.
Well, growing up, I kind of was taught that I would have some sort of super strength sort of power. So I kind of just assumed that I would have that. If she had to pick, I think she would have picked something similar to what she had. I think she always kind of wanted to blend in with the background, so being invisible would have wanted.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. And did you answer your own question?
I have not yet. No. So, as you probably already are aware, growing up, he did not know superpowers would have been real for him, and they get him. But I would have to say he was a fan of the X-Men. Growing up, I think I would have gone with Magneto's power set.
We tried making that power set good. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We made it was too good, and then we had to nerf it, and then it was bad again because there was no in between. Rob was there. We tried.
No.
I think you were there too. We tried to fix it, and it was totally busted or useless.
Yeah. There isn't an in between with that type of power set. It's either way too useful, or it's too nerfed to really do anything.
Exactly. That was the problem.
All right.
So it is the same day, obviously, and you guys are led, and you see Joker standing up on this, come up on stage, on the speaking stand. And he says, "All right, everybody, I've heard you did great work out there. You saved thousands of people. You made that, that little town is going to be okay because you went." He said, "We had three teams." 4, 5, and 6, who fought off a wave of 5, what I've been told are called Yeti, and one of the team members made the ultimate sacrifice. Corbin Crash Sawyer will be remembered as the first to fall of the class of 2033. The first to fall of any students for Cape School, and he'll forever be remembered for his courage and selflessness. And he asks for you guys to have a moment of silence. Does anybody dick around with it, or do you actually do it? Because some people are like that. You see, Tychus and Sylph get ready to fuck with it, and the death glare from their handler would have lit you on fire. Their handler doesn't take shit from nobody.
Nope.
And the moment passes, and he says, "All right, in addition to those teams, every other team seems like they saved at least 2 or 3 families, so that's phenomenal. But we did have one team who went a bit above and beyond. Not only did they save numerous families, they also located the source of the Yetis and disabled it." Can I get Team One to raise their hands? He says, "That's your competition. Step it up." And you could feel the glitters from the rest of the people, "Thanks, guys, over fucking achievers."
I do hold up the rock to re-enable it too.
They would ask for it. Wellspring would have asked for it.
I would not have trusted her with it. I would have returned it to the school or Jen.
Jen told me. Jen would have said, "Give it to Wellspring. She's a trusted agent." But he's very complimentary of you. He gives he essentially does a play by play of everything except the safe. Which, if you guys remember the safe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? I forgot about it until you mentioned it.
Literally the safe you're sitting on right now. One of you is probably sitting on it. And
that would probably be you. That's a good time.
Because you can lift it, too. Mm-hmm. It would take effort.
It's a group effort.
Yeah. But you'd never summoned your sibling for that one.
No, I didn't.
You know, someone to help him carry that shit? Hope you get one of the thick boys?
Sure.
So, yeah. But he essentially goes down it and he says, "All right. Time for coin awards," and it's a da 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 da, And he says, "Team one with 7 coppers each."
Nice.
I should believe you should total to 15.
16 for me.
15 or 16.
Gains 7.
You gain 7 copper, as well as 1 silver to split, so you can buy, you can, like, you could buy one silver.
Fine.
That would be, then that is the first silver handed out in Cape School. Which, you know, you can convert down for 5 copper.
Yeah.
Or convert, you know.
My new total is 15 copper. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I somehow have
one. You extra. Get one extra because you answered a question right.
Yes, okay. You had one from
brown nosing, but
brown nosing, yeah. So and just so we know, mm-hmm. Party loot currently is at 4 copper, 2 silver.
Because you,
one, if we get one more silver, then we can each have a silver. Technically speaking,
or you could get one bigger thing.
I don't know.
The rest of the teams, no one gets more than 5 coppers. Team, except with the exception of Team 6, which is where Corbin was. They're each given 4. They're given 8 total, essentially to let them kind of buff their team up with items to try and help. And they're informed that that if another student is found, they'll be moved into the team. But until then, they will not, and they'll have to make do. And they bit the end. Team 6, Caden is, she's her name, aka Sparks, is not okay with it, but she's also hyper competitive, so she's willing to take any edge she can get.
And you said it was Team 6 that...
Team 6 is where Corbin came from.
Okay.
All right. That was Friday. You have Saturday and Sunday to relax and recover. That was like 5 hours of work, you know? Like, 5 hours of high-intensity work is draining as anything in the world. You're told that there is going to be a concert put on Sunday evening. They're bringing in... Who would they bring in? So it wouldn't be anything major yet. They bring in some minor rock band. Whose name I don't even have. It's literally just, hey, there's a fun thing you could go do. You're told that a couple of the students who have musical talent are asking if they can play along or join them, and they're allowed, assuming they're willing to work a certain number of things or whatever. What do you guys do for 2 days before Monday?
Over the weekend, if nothing comes up, I like to work on the...
Safe?
Safe, yes, that could work too.
I
remember I had something else I was working on. The Tenzi's project.
Hmm? Which project for Tenzi?
Spark Arms.
Got it. To try and get him to do the next upgrade, right?
Correct. I know I have to put a certain number of days into it that's unspecified.
Yeah. It was 2 full uninterrupted weeks. So 15 days, basically. You have 2, presently. So you decide how you want to spend your time, but you know the safe is... Eventually, someone's going to ask what's in the safe, and we'll do something about it if you won't.
I will work on the safe. I'll take turns. One day I'm one day I'm the other.
Okay, and it also keeps your mind fresh.
Yeah.
So roll me a magic tech check for the safe.
I didn't burn all my inspirations on the last day.
That was on you.
That's on you.
It was to make sure we have access to the gate again.
Why?
Yeah.
14... Plus 9 for 23.
Yeah, you make some serious progress. You figure out, you find a bunch of different pitfalls and traps, but you don't find anything that actually opened the fucking thing. It's like all traps all the time. So you spend 8 hours of almost dying, and you're like, fuck, fuck.
Wonderful.
All right, Art.
I'm going to wander around the big building in the middle.
Oh, the tower? There's a lot of locked doors.
Well, I'm going to communicate with the plants that are around it.
It's very clinical. There's like a couple plants near windows and maybe one or two on a desk, but in the whole in the entirety of the area you can reach with your ability. They're like, oh, there's sun. It's so much better than artificial light. Can you move my planter a little closer to the sun?
I will do that.
It's really heavy, but you manage to like shift it a couple inches. It says, ah, and it like turns and the one leaf gets sun that wasn't getting sun before, and it's like, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything I could do for you?
Yeah, I just, you know, are there any spots that you've seen people come out of that aren't necessarily obvious?
That wall opens.
Ah, perfect. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for the sunlight.
You're welcome.
And it unfurls its petals and leaves as much as it can to catch like as much sun as humanly possible.
As plantedly possible.
Mm-hmm. As plantedly possible, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I hang out with Murphy and Q.
Oh. Anything interesting Q does? Murphy begrudgingly takes his treats, but he doesn't think he deserves them.
I think he deserves them. I feel like Murphy, or Q, tries to mimic what Murphy does. And then I, like, try to get Q to play with, like, the cat toys that Murphy never touches. And Q loves them. But Murphy's just sitting there like, oh, great. An energetic one.
Yes. It's like you got a new puppy. It's like, fuck, what? And Q says, yeah, this is pretty good. It jingles when it hits the ground. Whack. It does a chittering noise.
It does that like that.
And then whacking it into Murphy's face. And he's like, all right.
Listen, hold on.
Listen here, kid. This is not as it goes. I'm the boss here. She's my lieutenant. That's how this goes. Don't make me get big and eat you. Okay? Okay. He like, curls up. Goes back to bed.
I was going to say, I feel like he has a perch in my room.
Correct. He curls up, goes back to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Team 6 is in trouble.
But I hang out with Q and Murphy. That's fine.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Q brings Murph, like, treats. Like a dead mouse or something.
From outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair.
Like, I know you don't get to go outside, but I brought you a treat.
Fair enough. Okay, so, you guys are... That was Saturday? Sunday? Rob?
If nothing specific happens, I'll be working on the spark arms.
Roll it.
I'm going to gains myself this time. I'm not going to use it every time, every other time, basically. So it's not
okay,
gaming the system too much. I have negative distance on it.
What'd you get?
14 total.
Doesn't meet the 15 threshold, so it just doesn't count as a day.
So 2 days.
Yep. All right, Art, what's your Sunday like? Do you go to the concert?
Yeah, I'll probably go to the concert.
It's good. Oh, I know what it is. It's a one man band. Well, it's a two man band. Three. Oh, it's just a regular fucking band at that point. It's a band called Spectral Attraction. It's headlined by a cape named Nightbane, and he's got a drummer and then a pyrotechnics slash flute player. Lots of explosions, and then you see her like bust out a flute solo.
Okay.
And it's about as punk rock as shit gets. But it's really good, and the crowd loves it. Probably all of the non Cape class students came to the concert, and maybe a little over half of the Cape class did. Natalie, did your character go?
I don't know if she would go.
It's up to you. You know, it's punk. It's like punk, pop punk music.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something she's into or not really?
But there's a lot of people.
Go invisible.
I feel like she's not like a people person.
She can go as invisible.
She could go invisible. She goes invisible. She goes, but she goes invisible.
Do you stay near where I'm assuming Chimera is moshing at the front?
No. I won't. No.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with as many people as I can.
Yeah. Pressing the flesh, as it were. Literally, like, the term for it, you know?
I'm assuming it's, like, on like, the green, right?
It's actually in the arena.
Oh, never mind.
So there's nice seats to go sit in if you don't want to be up on the ground.
Grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The concert's really good. At one point, the drummer turns into a you know, humanoid dog, like a very large pug, and
incredible,
like, and like barks in the middle of a song, but it's like part of the song, and then shifts back into a human person and busts out a drum solo. And then the next day, you go to class. It's Monday, y'all. We'll speedrun this shit. Monday is English, history, shop, and then health. It's boring day.
For some people, it's shop.
I'm not going through anything more on that day.
I know.
What do you guys do? What do you guys do after? Actually, you know what? I'm not doing every day this week. That's annoying. Overall, is there anything special you do that week? Is there a goal you're working towards and that you can make meaningful progress on?
I got my two tasks. I'm alternating between.
I figured I would have taken some of the
almost
the Yeti blood. I'm going to go spend some time in the chemistry lab.
I thought you were going to say I was going to sell it. It's like, oh my gosh, he's going to kill you.
Okay. What you're going to find is that it has no markers at all related to humanity, minus one very unique one. And what you're going to find is that most monsters have it too. It's a very particular gene, which you eventually figure out is the power gene. And they know it exists.
Okay.
Essentially, it's how it activates. And
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, cold resistance potions and...
Oh, absolutely. You can make that into that. Absolutely.
Wait, there. You should make friends with Alchemistress.
I'm already working on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But specifically calling out will probably help.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, yeah, exactly. You can make a potion of cold resistance if you had help.
Okay.
Because yeah, you'd need more magical mojo and or scientific mojo. But Alchemist just will come over at one point and say, what are you working on?
Well, I managed to get a sample of the blood.
You have a sanitary bag full of Yeti blood.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I was going to see if I could, well, since they seem to be resistant to cold.
Oh, they're immune, but...
Well, yeah, but can I make something that will give us that ability so that...
Maybe. Let's take a look at it. And she, like, she asks for, like, a couple drops.
Oh, yeah.
That she manages to float in between her fingers. And then she compresses them, and you see her finger like bulge for a second. She's essentially mass spectrometering it between her fingertips. She says, "Yeah, I actually optimized this mass specs for every government agency in the country.
Oh, that's
I also and the reason why they're not the size of you know a jukebox anymore." And done. And she like let's drop back into the they're like torched, and she you know flicks her fingers, and then she. Pulls like a little vial on her hip and flows out and cleans her fingers and then it spits into the sink. Antiseptic, just in case. It's like wipes your fingers off. So, yes, it can do that. But there might be something better out of it, potentially. Oh. If you were to coat a weapon with that, or let's say had someone drink it and then like launch a fire breath or something to that effect, it would change how that worked.
Oh.
But no, cold resistance is probably pretty useful. You'd have to distill a lot of it, though.
Okay.
Even that full bag would probably only give you a half dozen.
Okay.
You need to concentrate it because you don't have the physiology they do. But I can help you with that if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely.
How much of this would you like to use it? Like I said, you could get 6 resistances or essentially you're going to be able to do 6 things with it.
Well, I figured I'll do 3.
3 resistances?
3 resistances and then I'll figure out what to do with the rest.
Okay, would you like me to store it here for you?
Sure.
You're in the chemistry class, so you have a locker here. They'll keep it stable.
Okay.
I can actually drop a stabilizing agent into it if you'd like.
Sure.
So that it doesn't slosh or become gross. And she pulls out a fingertip and just drips something in. It immediately gains a purpley glow on the outside of it. Yeah, neat tricks. But yeah, I'll put it away for you.
Okay.
And then she helps you make those 3 cold resistance potions. You now have 3 potions of resist cold, which is really good for your friend Mirage, who is vulnerable to cold.
Please.
Gee, it's almost like I knew something. All right.
Anyway.
Is it my turn or no?
Yes. Or actually, it could be either one of you. No, yeah, it is your turn.
My goal for the week is to get Q to trust me.
Okay. How do you go about that? What is your
trick? I mean, bonding, hanging out with him and Murphy, and I feel like him and Murphy get along, or Q thinks that he gets along with Murphy, and just continue to, hang out with them and bring treats and play, and hopefully I can kind of get something out of him.
Yeah, he'll play. I mean, he's very playful. It's more the, when he goes to sleep at night, he does make sure that he has an out. You know, he makes sure the window's cracked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's he's effectively a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
No. Hmm. Think about him like a sentient creature that just doesn't. It's never had a safe place to be since it escaped,
mm-hmm.
and it's always terrified it's going to get locked up again.
Mm-hmm.
A free spirit kind of deal,
right?
Okay, so
I don't get anything out of him else.
Not really. Roll me an animal handling.
Okay, so it has double stars, so wisdom is +3, so 4, I'd say +7. 7 + 7 is 14.
Okay. It doesn't go amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't super open up to you, but he doesn't fight back.
Mm-hmm. Like he used to.
Yes. He's more okay with, you trying to give him a bath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a bonding thing. And he doesn't immediately turn into a fish and swim away, or a bird and fly away. So you take that as a win, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. We're getting there. Progress.
You made progress.
Yay.
So you guys are on Friday. You walk in waiting for an assessment. And
do I get at least 2 rolls then? Or 2, 4 partial.
I was just going to give you credit for them. Rolling is when it's a half day. You get credit if it's a full day.
Well, if it's Monday through Thursday, which is school days.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes. Roll.
Figure I do every other day, one on each, so I get two rolls whole.
Yeah, I do that.
I call it that.
How about this? I'm going to give you 2 credit for the week, and just so you and negate your chance of failure. So you've got 4 days worth on the spark arms and 3 days worth on the safe. You think you found the way you're supposed to put in the... You know you're supposed to put in the code now. There was a panel you had to slide off, which took Magitek to do. But you don't know how to... You still have no idea what inside that panel would need... Like, it's a radial code, obviously, of some sort. But it's probably a, like a finger pattern. Like, there's no buttons.
I'm gonna bring it to the safe to my shop friend, Gunny. He has control of machines.
Yeah, he looks at he says, "I can try." I mean,
I've been taking a few cracks at it.
Yeah, he touches it and gets blasted back about 50 feet. He hits the wall of the shop and falls down limp.
I cure wounds him.
Good, because he was at 0 HP.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is a red light that appears on the top, and it starts scanning the room. What do you do? It's pretty slow. You could probably either outrun it or whatever, but you'd have to make a decision right now. 3, 2.
I let it scan me.
Okay.
But I do make sure I have my armor on.
Yeah. And it says, student codex detected. Anomaly.
Bypass?
It isn't. That was out loud. Not in cyberspeak. And not in Magitek speak. And then you get a... But in Magitek, you get a... And like an error. Like it should... It's just like it keeps repeating error. And then it scans Gunny and it says, you know, Gunny, teacher of, you know, Cape School, and then it gives a date, like today's date, or, you know, the beginning of school year, out 15 years.
When he dies.
Or stops being a teacher.
Yeah.
And it says retired. Yours just says error.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I am in error. Yeah, I don't recommend touching that Gunny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He says, get the fuck out of my office.
Got a few more cure spells for
you. Take your death thing away. Actually, how about this? Have someone else help you get it out of here, because I can't lift it anymore, because fuck, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he loans you like a luggage cart type thing, you know, to roll it away on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that is progress.
Kinda. So, you guys make your way. It's Friday. You guys are amped up. You're ready for class, right? You're ready for your assessment?
Yeah.
Assessment, you're like, everyone's getting a little hyped, you know, because, you know, last time you fought people, it was like fighting people, then it was helping people, and now you're like, what's going to happen next? Are we going to like chase people? What the hell? You come in, and up on the TV, up on like where Joker usually stands, behind him is a massive AR screen, and it says, The Clash. And you guys, you know, file in, you go to your regular, you know, your regularly scheduled seating. Would it be Joker? Yeah, he's competitive. It would be Joker hops up on stage and he's grinning from ear to ear. He says, "All right, ready for some fun?"
Always.
All right. So, and there's like some murmuring throughout the crowd, like similar things to what you said. And he says, "Who's ready to compete for your country?"
Yeah.
Compete for your school, but also for your country. And people in like the there's a couple of kids who are very military. They're like, "Yeah," and stuff like that. But most people are like, "Sure."
I'm trying to think if we've got any national students.
There are no international students. I think I had, like, one. I was actually looking through the students, seeing if I found one, but I haven't found any. Or if they are, they're hidden. They didn't really talk about it. And he says, so, here's the deal. As you guys know, the Save the Citizen teams aren't really in vogue anymore. After the breaches started, it was seen as superfluous. Instead, they have decided to bring back an old favorite from the late 70s, the International Clash. I'm sorry, not late 70s, the late 2000s, the International Clash, where different teams of capes will be tasked with a series of challenges to, you know, find something, stop something, and there's a series of, essentially, it's like a, for you guys, it's like a road rally, which Art knows what that is, probably. So you're given like a list of things to do, like bring back a penny from this year.
Oh yeah, okay.
Count the spigots on this. We did one for my dad's 50th anniversary, 50th birthday.
Yeah, it's basically a fancy version of
treasure hunt.
Yeah,
essentially, but this is the Cape version of that, and they have been competing. They competed every year up until about 2020, and then they stopped it entirely because they were saying it was wasteful to waste the cape's time on it. Essentially, it wasn't making enough money. But now that it's basically to prove the capes are strong enough, to prove that, you know, countries have capable capes. Yeah, I know. Stupid, you know, thing, but capable capes. And now they've decided to re-enable the junior division as well. This is for under the age of 20, however, you're only ever allowed to compete twice, and it's held every 2 years. So you'd be able to compete now and then when you're juniors, if you would like to. However, each academy is only allowed to send one team. Teams of three, just like we have. And you hear Team 6 go, "Bullshit, we only have two." And they're like, "Get good. What do you want? Should have defended your teammate better." And they shut up. Like, wow. It was a savage blow. He did not pull any punches. And he says, "So today is good. We're going to be going through the rules, and then we're going to run you through a basic scenario. All right?" And he waits for a response. He puts up on the board. He says, "No killing other capes." Sub bullet. "Yes, you may harm them, but they cannot die. Interference with other teams is expected, but you cannot make it impossible for them to complete their tasks. Something like, if you have the power of Earth, you cannot sink something into the stone and make them have to destroy property to get to it." And he actually gives that example.
Knocking them out is not preventing them.
Correct, because they can wake up. That's fine.
Eventually.
That's exactly it. You're supers, you wake up fast. Thing, you must complete all tasks before returning. The teams are allowed and expected to split up, but all team members must arrive to finish. He says this is going to be a much shorter version of what the competition on campus will be. And he sends a ping to all of your phones, all of your comm links. There are three bullet points. Get a teacher's challenge coin. Find the marked tree and figure out Joker's middle name. And he says, and the thing started as soon as you got this. You can go. I'd recommend you go as quickly as possible.
Veronica, what is Joker's middle name?
Access denied.
Veronica, what is Joker's full name?
Access denied. Joker. Headmaster Joker.
Worth a shot.
You heard like a third of the people in the room do that. Like,
I start working on my...
Which one are you going to do, Joker's name?
You might be a better one to convince somebody. But we got multiple angles we can approach it.
Right.
Natalie, what do you want to do?
Well, I want to say the marked tree could be the tree we entered.
That's what I was thinking as well. But I missed what the first one was. And I was trying really hard to remember, and I didn't want to say.
The first one is a teacher's challenge coin, so we got to find a teacher and complete whatever test they ask us to do.
Who has a really good relationship with the teacher right now?
Actually, I kind of...
The lawyer.
Yeah.
The lawyer.
Gavelmeister.
Gavelmeister.
An alchemistress?
Are we going to split up and do this?
We should split up.
All right, I'll talk to Gavelmeister.
But remember, the other teams can... gank us if we're alone.
That's
correct.
Alone. I'm also not alone.
Yeah, I know.
Get ganked. Are you actually splitting up, or are you going as a team? You see that it looks like about half the teams are doing each. So it's five teams doing that. Obviously, Team 6 is staying together.
Well, how about this? My suggestion for Joker's middle name, go to his office.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Do you have access to his office?
You guys have never tried.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, wait. Let's go office. Together to his office.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're ahead there, I'm going to do an internet search. Asking Joker. My internet.
Joker doesn't fucking exist, as far as the internet's concerned.
Codex is concerned, he knows he has a military presence.
Correct. And that's all... That's what you were told at the opening. And it's redacted. It says, Joker, blah, 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 blah. Did blah, 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 blah. The job.
Hacking. Magitech.
It would be a tech check, not a Magitech.
Okay. The number?
Doing this as we're walking to his office.
Yes. While we're in motion.
Disadvantage if you're doing it in motion.
I'm going to stop for a little bit and cast guidance.
Okay.
I'll catch up.
You stay with him.
I assume you guys are running, right? Oh. Are you summoning a sibling?
Not yet.
Okay.
So that's a 23. To try to get into the... see what it is.
There is no record of his name. However, you do find that there is a passcode on his door lock. and it is set on a 2-minute cycle. It's like a dual factor authentication. You'll need to do it once you get there. Okay. But you do have that information, and you found that you learned the encryption like algorithm, so you'll have a better chance of hacking it there.
Okay.
So you guys skedaddle in.
Yep.
You see that.
Wait, is anyone following us?
Oh yeah, there's like two other teams running towards the center tower.
Okay.
One of them is a giant boat with people on its back,
going incredible,
significantly faster than you as they sail through the sky.
Is there metal on that boat?
No, it's a wooden pirate ship with a girl's head at the prow that it, you know, is red.
Fire.
You know is Captain. Her cape name is. Hold on, she's really cool. I enjoy her.
Right. I also forgot.
Her name is Captain Crusher.
I also unlearned heat metal.
Got it.
Because I can trade it out on shortlist.
All right. So, what do you guys do?
When we get to his office, is there a window into his office?
Yes.
Is there a plant in his room?
Well, here's the thing. You have to. How would you see this? His office is on like the 70th floor. Some shit. Like
it's, never mind. That'd be a bit of climbing. But you can convince somebody to give us a ladder or make us a ladder out of roots.
Now we'll just go upstairs.
Mm-hmm. You find the elevator is locked down, and you see they're trying the team with the boat, which is team, I want to see team 3, if I'm right. Yes, team 3 are trying to beat the door down, but they are making no progress because they are Blaster Brute, Beauty Brute, and Blaster Brain, and the Blaster Brain is being totally ignored. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Blaster Beauty, but Blaster Brain, yeah, but Hobie Ho is being completely ignored. Also, he's a water power guy, and he's like, I'll just water cut it. I'll just aqua cut it, and they won't let him do it.
So, can I sunset a plant in the office?
70 floors up? No.
No, well, the tower door, the front door of the tower is locked.
The front? No, you can get in the front door. Okay. You get to the first floor. You can't go up. The elevator is locked, and the stairs are locked.
So, we have to either knock them out and then try accessing it ourselves.
And they're trying to bust in through the stairs?
Correct.
Could you...
Can you get the elevator doors to open?
Yeah. I thought they were staying at the elevator doors for some reason. Open sesame. Not getting the scene because I don't want to spam it too much. I'm trying to beat the hair. 19?
Yeah, it figures out... You actually open... You like, trying to access it, and there's a word puzzle. Mm-hmm. And you're like, teamwork, the word puzzle. Everyone roll d20. You didn't roll high enough to do it straight out, but you got high enough to get in. Roll straight intelligence, because I'm not making a word puzzle on the spot.
14 plus 2 for 16 total.
Okay. 30 total then. I'll start.
I rolled an 18 plus 3 for 21.
Yeah, baby.
I was a low roll of the party. I rolled a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys figured it out. It was something about a cat, and turns out the answer was lion. And then you put it in, and the door opens up, and it says 5, 4, 3,
hop in.
And the door slams shut as Hobie Ho
realizes,
like, slams into the wall, slams into it, and they're like, damn it, let's go somewhere else. So glad
they did not have a crash. That would have sucked, the crash elevator on us.
Yeah. He would have been great at this. So you guys go on your way up.
Yep.
It'll go to the floor below where the headmaster's office is. No, you go to the floor of the headmaster's office. And up there, there are two... It's literally a hallway going two ways. Headmaster on the right, and you don't know on the left. There's no placard. It's literally just a blank wall. Like a blank door.
Do you think with plants?
Yeah, is there a plant in his office?
Yes, there's plants all over this floor.
Oh, good. So then we'll try to get into his office. I'll ask the plants. They know what is...
Fair. One of the ficus just opens pushes the handle down and lets you in.
Okay.
That's not trapped.
No.
If the door open from the inside, that's not trapped. If you do it on the outside, fireball trap.
So, all right. I will talk to the plants and see if they know.
Hi.
Hi.
You can talk to us.
I can talk to you. You overhear lots of things that get
lots of scary things going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't want to know the scary thing.
I heard about a herbicide.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But you're perfectly safe here.
Joker takes good care of us.
Uh-huh.
We get nutrient water.
Do you know what his middle name is?
What's that?
So, when people come
but you're talking to the plant by the door, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He has a living flower on his desk.
Okay. I'm going to go, I'll come back to you here in a moment.
Okay. And it's a ficus. Like, it's not, it's a dum-dum. You know ficuses are not smart.
Yep. I know what I need to start carrying around. The little plant food spikes.
Yes. the little pipettes.
Uh-huh. Well, no, there's just the ones that you just insert into the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be a good idea for you to purchase.
Yeah, I just thought of it now, so.
Now we got cat treats, we got plant treats.
Treats and...
How do I make tech treats?
So we're going to go over to the flower on the desk.
The opposite of what you did for Shadowrun for your Technomancer. You remember.
Data chips?
Yeah, what was on the data chips, though. Mm. I won't say that. Opposite of that. All right. So you go over to the flower.
I'll go over to the flower.
It's a beautiful white orchid.
Ooh. Yeah. So, it's morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, darling.
Ooh. So, I have a question for you.
Many people ask me many things. She's bullshitting, but...
I'm going to let her do her thing.
My beauty radiates like the sun.
So you're the person who makes sure that you are well taken care of Joker.
Been with him for many years.
That's even
better. He's like my husband.
So, does your husband have...
My husband has many names.
That's good to...
Yeah, I'm just going to...
His name.
I was just going to say, so what do people call him?
Joker.
What else do people... What do his closest friends call him?
Sarge. That's not a joke either. That's fucking real.
What about when, like, his mom's mad at him?
Yeah, I was going to say, does his mom?
Not often. She's a terrible woman.
Yes, I'm
trying to take me away from him.
But when she calls and she's upset at him, what does she call him?
Oh, that terrible woman. Terrible.
Wow. If I would imagine an orchid would sound like, it would be this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I literally have this on another character sheet. Let me go find it.
If it wasn't for the fact that he's actually looking it up, I would say insight.
You should insight, by the way. She will lie to you. She's awful.
An orchid.
I'm going to guidance you.
That's a d4, right?
Yep. I have it in the hand.
Okay, roll it.
Can you guidance my guidance?
I can guidance your guidance.
Add plus one.
You can guidance Art. You cannot guidance him. He's already guidanced.
Four.
No, I'm saying that she gains my guidance to add to my guidance roll for him.
Yeah. So I added four.
Only one d4 and we add these rolls, ladies and gents. Lady and gents.
So I rolled a 12 plus 4 for the insight plus the 1.
Yep.
So 17.
Oh, she calls him Jackie.
But what else does she call
him? Well, if she's in a fit of pique, well, she calls him Jackie Jessica Johnson.
Jackie Johnson.
And how does the insight reflect on that one?
Basically, it was to ask again. It was yes, she knows the answer. She's just playing coy.
Gotcha.
You guys rolled high enough. I didn't. I just rolled it into it.
Gotcha.
Yes, his middle name is
Jessica.
Jessica.
The one down.
Okay.
Also, I was just looking for alliteration. I could not think of another J. I had Jack Johnson, Jack Joker Johnson. I needed another J, and I could not come up with another male J name.
Jason, James. John, James.
Jaime. My brain decided
Josiah,
to say,
like...
Just go straight J.
Joseph.
I like the fact that it's Jessica, though, because it's an off-gender name.
You would
like,
think that she's lying.
Yeah. Like, yes, you'd think she's lying, but she's actually telling the truth.
Truth, yeah.
Okay.
No, darling, anything else I can do for you?
Well, I know you have very particular tastes in fertilizers like that.
If you could open that drawer...
Oh,
my favorite pellets are in there.
Put one in her pot.
Oh, excellent.
If anybody else happens to come up here and asks, tell them that his middle name is Joseph.
Oh, oh you scam. Oh, I like you. I'll make sure.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day, darling.
You too.
Dog.
You too.
Oh my god, I love her.
I can't believe I just role played a fucking white orchid like that. It was fun.
Oh, it was.
It was lovely.
But you know, I think orchids always strike me as the hothouse flower.
It was like the English like a marm, you know, the one who like doesn't leave the house much but has a ton of money.
Yep.
And also has like all the town gossip.
Yes.
Like how? He never leaves the house.
Still has the fucking how the fuck does that happen? Because people just tell her shit.
Yes.
So yeah. Just figured I'd put that extra incredible side one in. Just
the end of the
side.
Also, orchids are old enough that she could have developed a personality like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
20, 30 years even. So if they're really well taken care of. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously meticulous. But you notice there was like a scratch box. That her pill is for tomorrow. So do you sketch the thing? To like?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Don't want to overfeed them.
Correct. You would have killed the orchid and then you would have been sad.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, he was the right person for that.
Correct.
All right. So...
You got the hardest one.
The question then is, where is Veronica?
Yes.
Where are the current whereabouts of Alchemistress, Gavelmistress, and
Gavelmeister,
and
Gunny?
Ah. I'm not at this moment. I'm not at liberty to disclose those locations.
Can you tell us if they're at least in the building?
One of them is in the building.
All right. Then I guess the first place would be check the offices.
Okay.
You know, Gavelmeister's office is in here, and so is Alchemistress is in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, Alchemistress would be in a different building. It's chemistry. It's dangerous, so it's off in its own sub tower, and Gunny is in a different tower as well, so you know it's probably Gavelmeister who's here.
Yep, so.
Okay. To Gavelmeister! I go to his office. We go to his office.
Her. Conveniently, she likes two of you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She says, ah, I didn't think anyone would come to my challenge.
What is your challenge?
Yeah.
She says, usually? Not my thing. Today?
It is.
I appreciate it. I'll give you an extra 5%. She pulls out three pieces of paper, actual paper, and Pat puts them in front of you, and she says, three question test.
Okay.
Passing grade gets you a coin. Perfect grade gets you something extra.
Okay.
All right.
Roll raw intelligence. I'm sorry.
What about?
Roll history or legal matters.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Okay, legal matters is +7.
On art.
Not legal matters, lady?
Well, I figure she already has a bonus. I'm a +7, so we're each going to have a decent chance because we always have a chance to roll low.
Mm-hmm.
So you're rolling your own d4 this time?
Oh, yeah. That way you can...
Wait, do you all have guidance?
Huh? Well...
He has
guidance. You.
He's guidancing me. You're going to... And
then I can guidance
yourself
him.
Or him.
What are you rolling? Legal matters?
History.
So
I'm rolling legal matters.
She has a lower threshold than anybody else because hers is legal matters. It's specific.
Yeah. And guidance yourself.
Guidance yourself.
Okay, myself.
So
I would guidance you.
What? Add a d4? Okay. 3.
I'd much rather have two people who get higher rolls than...
My total is 29.
You can roll if you want. Like
I rolled a 1. That's why I wanted to get into you.
I rolled a 17 +3 for history for a 20.
Okay, so your graded scores, F minus on...
Give me a break. I'm not from this world.
F minus!
I'm not from this world.
I know, that's why I'm not yelling at you.
That's why you're screaming F minus?
F minus!
Oh no, it's D minus! It is F minus. You get like zero out of three right, and not only that, but she says yes. Those were all. By the way, she gives you like a shadow 85 because those were right in the other world, and she knows that. Still not giving it to you, but she wants to give you credit that you are not dumb. It's just you were thinking the wrong answers. Or you get like a 95%, like really close. Like,
I mean,
but
passing.
I
you passed.
But Mirage literally writes, like, in the space of 10 minutes, like, No, no. She not only does that, but she gives like an accurate like case study. She references it to the point like, and it was like tried by her dad. Like she knows this case inwards and outwards, and she says, "I didn't even think that case would be involved, but you're right. I should teach. That should be part of my lesson plan."
Mm-hmm.
As a bonus, here's an extra 2 copper. Sorry, 3 copper, one each.
Nice.
And she hands you a challenge coin with a stylized gavel on it. And there's a numerical number. There's a numerical number.
They're stamped with a number.
Yeah, they're stamped with a number, and that is stamped number one, as in it's the first one she's handed out.
Yay!
Okay.
And she does tell you that, oh, those challenge coins are not just useful for this challenge. They can be used to excuse yourself from any one class, for any reason, for your entire team. But they are spent. You'll get full credit for whatever is done in class.
Nice.
Minus the test.
There you go.
Can't get out of a test.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, cool.
But let's say you had like, oh, I don't know, a glowing brass platter that said, you must go to do this thing now. You could burn your coin to get out of it and not get yelled at. Because if you miss too many classes, you start getting points deducted from your grade.
Mm.
All right. So you have that. And the last thing you need is the marked tree.
Mm-hmm.
But we also think we might know where that's at.
But it could be any tree. It'd not necessarily be the one we found.
Yeah.
So, do we think anything would wrong happen if we went out back to Joker now and showed him the card from inside the tree, declaring that we completed that trial?
No. Let's make sure, because if we go and turn things in and it's not right...
You were told not to return without
all
three.
Okay.
So we got to make sure that we're thinking of the right.
Understood.
So you know that there's the forest you've been going to. There's also like a field of like fruit trees. There's also out on the very outer wall. There's the like this what you call like fir like a privacy trees like tall and skinny. So you know, there's a lot of trees to look at. Also, you can talk to plants. So this is not a super hard challenge.
Right. I was gonna.
You're kind of you and there's two other plant people with powers.
There's two.
Yeah.
I only know of one.
There are two. One is hold on. That's 11. I know it's
Brooke Meadows.
There's another one whose name is Sleepy Time. Hold on. I have it ready.
Poppy.
Team 7. You control specifically flowers, but you can also talk to plants.
Okay.
You can control flowers, you can talk to plants.
Yeah, we found it at the same time.
Yeah.
I was going through your document, though.
Yeah, it's not super hard to the document, but in this, it's kind of difficult because it's I have to get everything organized first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's think about this logically.
Your clones or your siblings don't have the same power as you, so they might not be able to speak. So they can't just send one off in another direction.
No, but...
Right.
So we've been doing this for what, about a half hour?
Not even 20 minutes. Yeah, there is a speedster in your class, though. That is a risk.
Understand. Once we get out into by the field, I'm going to lean down and talk to the grass.
Now you know, to be clear, grass is vapid and stupid. It's super young.
Okay.
The older the plant, the more intelligent will be. That's how that works. That's why like, talking to trees is a big deal.
Dumb question. Was there any trees in the actual center? Near like Joker's Tower?
There's like small like shade trees. And then, I'm sorry, there's big shade like big oak shade trees that were obviously planted and accelerated.
Because it says the marked tree. Could be anywhere.
That's true.
So do we notice any markings
you
on
did
them?
Not. No.
Okay. But my thought is I'm going to try to talk to it and see if somebody was out early in the morning, if they can tell us what direction they went.
Oh, what then? Whoa.
Not recently.
You're big.
When the first...
You're big.
Why are you stabbing at me? That was my brother.
No, he's not. They grow from the bottom.
Yo, what's up, Ricky?
They'll recover.
Whoa, Ricky, you will be fine in that. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude,
which way did somebody?
There was a really cool breeze this morning. It blew that way, and it like leans toward the orchard.
Orchard.
By the way, I am gonna actually cast Detect Magic, not the ritual version.
raw cast it?
Yep. Concentration up to 10 minutes. Because my next thought is it's marked with an arcane mark.
This place is pretty big. Yeah. But you could get to the orchard in that amount of time.
Okay. Yeah. So
if you legged it now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna leg it as quickly as we can.
All right. You leg it out there, and you make your way to the orchard.
Hey. I just wanna, Allie, Athena, I recommend going invisible. Maybe we'll look like less, more of a target than. We surprise somebody that way.
And she holds up two peace signs and goes invisible.
Well, yeah, your cat is not invisible. Oh, is Murphy still just Murphy sized?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if he jumboed himself yet.
Nope.
Okay.
He only does it if I ask him to.
Oakley to Oakley.
And so Murphy's invisible then?
Yes, because he's in her backpack with the dome open.
So his head sticks out.
Yes.
Don't fall.
Okay.
Literally.
So yeah, we'll
go to the orchard and you find hundreds of fruit trees. They're in rows, you know, apples play nice with certain fruits that others don't, like peaches, but they don't play nice with oranges, which are on the other side of the grove. And it's pretty temperate here, so they can grow pretty much anything.
Okay.
Like magically that way.
Is it walled off or is it just open?
It's open. There's like a hedge around it.
Okay. So there is an opening.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go up to the first tree past the opening.
It's a sapling. It's just old enough to grow fruit. So like 4 or 5 years old.
I'm going to go. I'm assuming you've had a lot of people running past in the last half hour.
They were taking my apples.
They're rude. They didn't ask, did they?
No. Like, that was my kid, man.
Question is, was there somebody who came by early this morning?
Like
probably with the sunrise.
No one that late. Like, no.
Maybe late last night?
Like, the gardener was here, like, weird hour, but...
Okay. Which direction did the gardener go?
He went over by the plum trees, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Plumella's over there. She's prime piece.
Plumella.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. So we'll head off to
that. Yes. Yeah, you make your way through the peach trees, nectarines.
Every so often she goes, I'm still here.
peach trees, nectarines, pears, and then you finally make your way to the plum trees.
Okay.
Oh, apricots, then plums.
Mallow.
And one of the ever so slightly the biggest one.
Oh.
Biggest tree with the biggest, like, very wide trunk. For a plum tree, which I've seen, they're not big at all. But this is like 1.5 times as big as usual. It says, "Well, howdy."
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Howdy. The gardener came by odd hours.
Yes, he did.
Which direction did he go?
Oh, he stopped with little old me.
Oh, did he? Did he leave something on you?
Well, he. Well, maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
Do I see anything on my detect magic right now?
There's something glowing up near the top.
At the top? Would you mind if we went up into your wonderful branches to see what he likes?
I am not comfortable with that. Now, if you were significantly smaller, you see, I'm a delicate flower.
But...
You heard Murphy go,
there's a cat.
I'm gonna go. But you have a choice. You can have us, have me... will respect you to go up there. Or we do have something smaller, but it will have claws and dig into your bark. Would you rather have me being nice up the side?
I would rather have the claws. I saw one of my sisters get climbed once. She fell over the next summer. That's actually a real risk. As someone who grew up with fruit trees, anything bigger than like a bird or a cat would fuck up any tree, unless it's really well rooted.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna need Murph.
Actually, Q kind of like flits down and says, "Murph, you want to do it? I'm going to do it."
Oh, Q, you're perfect.
Thank you.
There's something up the top of the tree.
Murphy's like, "I guess I won't go."
I give the exact.
Oh, okay. Oh no, no, my babies are gonna fight. Oh no, Murphy, you're okay. I love you so much. You're perfect.
I would like tuna sashimi for dinner.
You could have the tuna sashimi for dinner.
Okay.
Here, have a little catnip while you're waiting.
Oh, that's better.
That's better than tuna sashimi.
They're always fun.
I'm still taking sashimi.
Here I go. I'm taking the fucking sashimi.
Hey, Q. You kind of fucking
tired. I'm fucking tired.
He turns into like a capuchin monkey. Like,
okay.
We just climb the plum tree?
Yeah, there's something up at the top.
Am I allowed to take a plum?
Omelo, may the person climbing you take a piece of fruit.
Well, one of my babies right there is ready. About two-thirds of the way up, on that third branch there. I was worried she was going to fall last night. When they sprayed the thing up top.
Okay. So we will go up and
Q's like, I can do that.
Okay.
Perfect. And it literally falls off in his hand, he's like, and it like just devours it while he's up there. comes down with face coated. Goes up top and then find a tiny brown plastic? It's plastic or wood, or maybe like a plastic designed to look like wood, or might be plastic with wood in it.
Okay.
The sink holders the branches, but it's got like a little gap in the ring, and when you touch it together, it says the challenge. It says the clash.
Okay.
Like it makes it like it makes a screen in the circle.
Okay. All right. So then
she's like, there's a ton of them up there.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people looking for those.
Oh no.
Would you mind if I had our friend go climb you again and bring them all down and put them at the base of the tree?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, dearie.
Yeah. All right.
I'll have to sit. No, easy. Can you send... Oh, yeah. You can talk.
Yeah, you can just speak
yeah,
English.
Yeah, he can just speak English. Yeah.
So, can you go grab the rest of them and...
Sure. There's also a silver one. Do you want that too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's only 10 plus the silver one. Do you want the silver or the wood one?
We want those.
We'll take both. Why
not? You would make someone unable to complete.
Yeah, no. We'll take the silver one and bring the other.
And the silver one is like one-tenth of the size. It's dinky.
Okay. So,
but it's still you still do the little pinch, and it still does the...
Okay. So, yes, we'll take the silver one and bring the other 10 down.
Let me make sure you can see it. Make sure you found that. Yeah. He's small. I just wanted to make sure he didn't, like, miss it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he comes down, he hands you the little tiny ring. He's like, yeah. He says, and he's, like, doing the pinch, 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 pinch. You hear from the entryway, you hear, oh, yeah, I hear people down this way.
Okay. So we'll
hightail it out.
Hide them behind her, you know, as they come up so that underneath and pile some leaves over the top.
Yeah,
and then we're going to continue to run towards the back of the orchard and then over.
It's team four who gets there. Let's see how brutal they are to that tree. Oh, you're fine. It's got August McTavish on it. They're a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. And then blue. Yeah. It's the most creative team. It's animator, blueprint, and Pebbles. Like as you watch, Pebbles walks up and says, "Oh, hold on, there's something strange by the." And like one of the rings pops up on like a dirt finger. Yeah. Oh, and this, she passed the tree. She says, "I wish I could take a plum." Ah, they're not ready. And she walks by. But yeah, right. That was like momentary for them. And you guys, I assume you guys hightail it back to.
Well, we're gonna hightail it. We're gonna head back and then over and then down a different row.
Got it.
I'm gonna cast Longstrider on all of us, so we have a little bit
thicker. Okay. All of you use a second level slot to do two, and then do an extra one.
I think somebody else has longsword.
I think Natalie does.
I do.
So I'll do two of them.
You can use two, and then yeah, and you hightail it. Yeah, you haul ass back. About two-thirds of the way, you hear from behind you. You see a pirate ship approaching, and she is moving. What's the trick you use to keep ahead? You Longstrider, but I want a flavor thing.
I don't think you guys have any form of teleportation.
No,
she's invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you have illusions too, or is that not yet? I think at first level it might have.
Not yet, I don't think so.
All right.
I'm going to put a cloud of daggers in its path.
Shred them!
We were told we could not kill, but there was nothing that said we could.
I like to imagine it's like a cloud of like thorny bushes.
Yeah. So they're either going to have to slow down and move around it.
Or boats don't turn well.
No, they don't.
That's hilarious. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, you do it, and you hear her go, shit! And then she power, like, power slides directly broadside into it. Ow, 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 ow! As it chews through her through like the wood, and she's like, oh, ow, oh, ow! And then like pops out the other side, and she's like, I'm hit! And she just starts to like shapeshift back into her pirate form. And she's bleeding pretty badly, but their team walks over and like heals her.
So
you guys make it inside, and there's like a turn-in thing up by Joker, who is kind of like, he's been sitting, and you look at the camera, look at the screen, and it's full of watching all the teams. And you see in the corner of the thing, the arena, there's one of the tech heads who is watching the video footage and is relaying everything to the, but you only saw it because he has an illusion up in front of him, so you saw him from the side.
Somebody's immune to illusions.
I know. That's why she saw him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're like, she's full ass immune to illusions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say anything to him or no? Or do you just want to win?
Just Gibbs slap him. Break his concentration.
That'd be hilarious.
I mean, I say we just turn in our stuff. I mean, why mess with them?
Good deal. Much better. Mm-hmm. So you hightail it up, and the pirate, the Captain Crusher is coming behind, like, those bastards, get them, you scurvy dogs. But you guys make it up, and he says, stop, everyone, stop, and like you hear it through all your comlinks. Report.
I believe we have everything you are looking for.
Excellent. Please provide the challenge coin.
Do you have a Meister coin?
Mm-hmm.
He checks it. He scans it. Delivered today. Acceptable. Hands it back.
Okay.
Next.
Tree coin. Tree ring.
Let's do it in the proper
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So the tree coin.
You found the bonus.
Yes, and mm-hmm. putting them at the top of the tree risks the tree, so I moved them.
Noted. I'll have to let, you know what? That particular tree keeps dropping fruit on the gardener. That might be intentional.
Yes, yes. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that was one of the older trees we grabbed.
She's fairly particular about hers.
Ah, her and Jessica both.
Speaking of Jessica.
Yes, speaking of Jessica.
My orchid.
Yes, but that's also your middle name.
Yes.
Yes.
Mom gave her to me. Wanted me to remember.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's also been fed for the day, for tomorrow.
But it's early. I've been on a very strict schedule.
It's okay. She'll be fine.
You got away with plants. Maybe it'll be fine. Okay. Did you get one of the extra long plugs or just a regular one?
Whatever was one for the next day.
Okay. Good. I have an extra for when I'm out of the office.
No, I'm not.
He was like a little worried for a second there.
Oh no.
I know, but like this is like essentially he can't have a dog for what missions he's been doing. But the plant, as long as he gives him the right nutrient plug, can live in a water globe, can leave him for a long fucking time and they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going for like a month, you know, and then you get it taken care of, like you kennel it like you do a dog.
Yes.
That's a thing, by the way. Plant parents are just like dog parents. All right. So you guys have done an amazing job, and you will be one of the four teams who are competing for the final slot. This was not a test. This was the qualifiers.
All right.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
I do believe Captain will be next.
She's not going to be happy, but...
Captain Crusher.
You scurvy dogs.
That is team three. You can write that down. The Clash competitors, team three. Surprisingly, team six.
How? How did they do 11. That?
Team six, Caden is her power is lightning. She can actually turn into lightning. She's a speedster. And then Pipes was able to sing a song to get Jessica to raise her. There's actually a music activated thing in her pot that would raise up and say Jessica on it. So they just guessed. How else would you figure out what his middle name is? He doesn't have it written anywhere in his office.
Yeah.
That the only way was to get it from the plant or to hack his personal terminal.
That was my plan if Jessica failed us.
I kind of figured that, but let's...
Yep. Let's take the least invasive route, because we'd be more in trouble if we
attacked them. Team 9, which is Ace of Spades, Casper, and Neo Arma. Neo Arma literally looks like Shining Gundam, and he has already had legal threats. Yeah. And as you guys win, you are provided with an additional 3 copper apiece. And you're told that in 2 weeks' time, you'll be having the finals to determine who goes to nationals for this.
We each gained 3 copper?
3 additional, yes.
So it would have been 4 total, so I'm at 19.
Yeah, you'd be the same. You two would be the same. I almost want Rob to spend 1, just so you guys are all the same.
I need to know the list so I can spend 1. That's what literally was going to my head.
We'll go over it once we're all done today. But I think
19 is correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And as you guys are celebrating, and the other teams arrive, some people are pissed. Do you go check on Plumella?
Oh, absolutely.
She's kind of a little lopsided, but you manage to help her with plant growth to stabilize, and she gives you a particularly juicy plum. She says, "Make sure to plant that one, dearie."
Okay.
It's special, and she kind of winks, like, "You asked that question." But it's like a branch kind of like dipping just at the, like a half like dip. It's, he understands
branches
it.
Branches in front, and then it just mimics
the face. He understands that it's a wink.
It was a wink.
Yeah. It's plant speak that was winking. And as you guys are teams are getting ready, and people are pissed. They're like, "Hey, it was cheating. It's bullshit. Why is this?" But most people couldn't get the middle name. That's what it worked out to be. And, by the way, the person who with the illusion was Gundam, was Neo Arma. He was the tech head who was spying on everyone else. That's how they got Jessica from your body cams. He's wicked smart.
Except for the fact that none of us actually said it, and it was said in plant speak.
You laughed outside and said, "Jessica?" You did that out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys had, essentially your walkthrough, that you're going to have extra training on a couple Saturdays with different teachers to get better at this kind of thing. And the final challenge will actually be on the streets of Seattle. You're told that. No, I'm sorry. The streets of Miami.
Miami.
Hey, I'm kind of going home.
Ish. And as you guys are thinking about that, Captain Crusher's complaining. It's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Take care, folks.